Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, to another episode of the Pull Up Podcast brought to you by HoopsCritic.com. I'm your host each and every time, Jacob Noble, and alongside with me today is not Oliver. He is traveling around Toronto collecting, I guess, interviews and quotes and just doing the legwork for us while we enjoy the nice cold Northeast. But I am joined by none other than Justin Salkin, another writer from HoopsCritic.com. You can follow him on Twitter at BrooklynBeat. Did I get that right?
Yep, you got it right.
Perfect. It's been a while since I said your Twitter. I mean, I haven't had you on for a hot minute, but you and I are here because we are going to break down the All-Star Weekend, kind of give everybody a preview, what to expect, what's going to happen. It's one of my favorite weekends. You kind of just sit back, relax. It gives us a little bit of a break from covering the day-to-day teams. I'm sure you, as a Nets beat writer, are a little happy you get a little time off from covering that fiasco down there.
Yeah, we need a break down here. We need a break.
We do. And then for those who don't know, it is frigid in Northeast. I don't know what the weather's like in New York, New Jersey, but it's going to be in the negatives this weekend up in Boston, and I'm not looking forward to that.
Absolutely not. Yep.
So let's start down. I figured we'd go right day by day by day. So I believe Friday is the first event. Then there's the big day is Saturday. Everyone loves Saturday. And obviously Sunday is the game, which for those who don't know, the game's not usually serious until about the fourth quarter when one of the teams decides they want to win the game, and then it gets real competitive and fun. But let's start with Friday night. Friday night to me is a night that you can miss. Unless you and the lady friend are, having a night in Netflix and chilling and you want to watch a little celebrities play a little bit of basketball. I'm going to come out and say this to start. I don't think I've ever watched a celebrity game. I'm sick of Kevin Hart in the NBA All-Star Weekend. I think he's worn out his welcome. But it is pretty cool that Drake's going to be involved. I'm a fan of Drake. I like that Isaiah Thomas and DeMar DeRozan are going to be there coaching. Steve Nash, Becky Hammon, Andre Drummond, Jose Bautista. So you got a lot of like fun coaches there outside of Kevin Hart. And it's basically Canada versus USA, and I'm not going to lie, I don't know half of the people who aren't athletes on this list. And I don't know about you, but in this Celebrity All-Star game, Justin, is there anybody you'd look forward to seeing?
I don't think there is, and I'm going to be honest. I don't know that I've ever watched a celebrity game on purpose either. I figure usually out someplace, you're doing something, you're not really interested, and you look at the TV and you just see people playing basketball. That's the celebrity game, and they're not good. You see people who aren't playing basketball.
Right, because the professionals don't really play. They mostly just let the actors and the celebrities do whatever they want. I am happy that Kevin Hart is not in it and not winning the MVP for making one basket. I think that's criminal. But there are some notable NBA players that are going to be playing. You got Chauncey Billups, who will be playing for Team USA. Muggsy Bogues will be playing for Team USA. Flip over to the Canadian team. You're going to have Tracy McGrady and Rick Fox for the NBA players. And I don't really care to get into anybody else in this game. Any other comments you have on this game, or just, you got to skip it as I will be out and about enjoying my Friday night tonight?
Yeah, or maybe if McGrady's playing, maybe I'll see if I can get him for a minute or two. But other than that, pass.
I mean, hopefully McGrady puts up some half-court shots or, does something crazy like he's used to. But I think Saturday is the most fun day, and I don't know if you agree or disagree with me there. I'm sorry, it's actually the Rising Stars tonight as well, right?
Yeah, so I mean, that's a good compensation for tonight, or consolation for tonight, I guess. I mean, they've switched the format now, right? It's World against USA, no more.
Yes,
I guess
it is.
That last year, too, but it's not rookies against second-year guys now.
Right, they finally changed that because it now blends the classes. I think, some draft classes are better than others, and you can kind of pick who's going to win those games, and it wasn't really a competition. It was kind of just whatever class was better. But they did do World versus USA, which I think is better for the game, especially the way the game's going globally. And real quick, I'll run down these teams for you if you haven't been paying attention, seeing who's playing. But let's run down the USA team first. You got Jordan Clarkson from the Lakers, Rodney Hood from the Jazz, Zach LaVine from the Timberwolves, Devin Booker from the Suns, who's replacing Nerlens Noel, who's injured. What else is new with Nerlens? Jahlil Okafor for the 76ers, Jabari Parker for the Bucks, Alfred Payton for the Magic, D'Angelo Russell for the Lakers. I don't know how the Lakers got so many people in here being a crappy team. Marcus Smart for the Celtics, and finishing off with the front runner for Rookie of the Year, Karl Anthony Towns for the Timberwolves. So that is your Team USA. And on the other side, and this is where it gets interesting for me, because I feel like the world team gets almost better every single year. And you know, I'm a big fan of a lot of the, you know, the foreigners who came into the league this year, a lot of the rookies, and I'm pretty excited to see how this world team is going to perform. And on the world team, you got your guy, Bojan, and I always mispronounce his last name, Bogdanovic from the Nets.
I mean, that means the Nets have good young players, right?
Yeah, exactly. Something to look forward to. Clint Capella from the Rockets, Mario Hezonja from the Magic, Nikola Jokic from the Nuggets, Trey Lyles from the Jazz, who is replacing Nikola Mirotic from the Bulls, Emmanuel Mudiay from the Nuggets again, Rule Neto from the Jazz. Man, the Jazz are killing it in this game. Then you got the man from New York who's lighting the world on fire, although he's cooled down a little bit recently, Kristaps Porzingis from the Knicks, Dwight Powell from the Mavericks, and closing out with the front runner for if they had a second year Rookie of the Year award, that would be Andrew Wiggins from the Timberwolves. Now, if you were a betting man, which roster would you rather go into for this game?
I'd go with the USA roster. You know, honestly, I think the reason I'd say it is because, you know, you look at these teams, and I think Karl Anthony Towns is so superior to everybody. And then they have good guard play, too. Peyton's obviously a very good player. You know, Clarkson's good, too, and Levine is, you know, he's a guy a little dunk in a game like this. So I do think the USA team is going to win.
Yeah, I'm with you, and there's two factors in this for me. The big man play is staring me right in the face right now. You got Jahlil Okafor, you got Kat. Those two big guys on the other side, you know, Nikola Jokic can hold his own, but he's not going to be able to defend both those guys. And every other big man on the other side is someone you can kind of push around. I guess Dwight Powell is pretty strong. He might be able to withstand his own in this game. But, you know, Kristaps Porzingis, Clint Capella, they're not going to be able to body a guy like a Kat or Jahlil Okafor. I think those two guys are going to be able to muscle down. And then the flip side of it, I just think the defense is better on the USA team. You got obviously one of my favorite players in the league currently, and only 21 years old, is Marcus Smart. And, you know, I might be a little irrational when it comes to Marcus Smart. But you got Marcus Smart, you got Alfred Payton, a couple of good defensive guards there who, you know, I really think are going to be able to put some pressure on the guards of the world team. And the world team doesn't really have, you know, any guards that kind of stand out there. You know, Rule Neto, good distributor, not really good offensive scorer, and Emmanuel Mudiay is probably their best player outside of Andrew Wiggins on the flip side there. I just think USA is superior in these two rosters, but, you know, these are kind of fun, charitable games, and you never really know what's really going to happen.
Yeah, I think it'll be a fun game. I do agree with the USA is superior. They just have more talent top to bottom with Towns and Booker, Smart, Payton. I mean, they just have so much talent there.
Now, who would you pick is going to be the MVP of this game? Because I have my pick, and I want to hear who you have first.
You know what? I'll just pick Karl Anthony Towns. I'll just pick the best player on the team. I think he's going to win.
See, I think this is going to be one of those situations where USA is going to win, but the guy who's going to blow away statistics-wise is the man from Canada himself, Andrew Wiggins. I think Wiggins is going to win the MVP in this game. He might put something up like 30, 35 points if it's one of those 140 to 130 games, USA winning with a nice balanced attack with Andrew Wiggins basically putting up 30, 40 points in the game himself. So I look for Andrew Wiggins as my pick for the MVP. And, well, hey, we'll see what happens. Maybe one of us will be right here. It's the fun of this stuff, and none of it matters, and it's all about fun and enjoying the weekend. Now, Saturday is the day that I don't miss. I think Saturday night's the only events that I make sure I watch all of it. And let's start with the skills challenge, which to me this year is interesting. A lot of guards. I mean, I'm sorry, a lot of centers in this. Shockingly, too many centers and big men in the skills competition, which we have known the Taco Bell skills competition has really been about the guards. It's a skill of dribbling and running and shooting and passing. But hey, we got some big guys. It's going to make it a little fun. And I got to give a shout out to a couple of my old colleagues, the basketball, the Bozos of Basketball, an old podcast. They've stopped since. They're tired of getting ripped off. But they actually had the idea to make the All-Star skills challenge more fun is to have all 7-footers participate in the skills challenge.
Credit to that. It's something new. I feel like this is usually, you know, kind of a who's who of young point guards, and now it's, you know, really a lot of positions. No real wings, it seems, mostly just point guards and bigs, but I like it. I like this new format.
Yeah, I'm curious to see how it is, because I'm curious to see how, you know, a guy like DeMarcus Cousins, and before we talk about it a little more, let's tell everybody who's participating in this. So Patrick Beverley is injured. He, I believe, won it last year, so he will not be participating in it, unfortunately, due to injury. So Emmanuel Mudiay filled in, which is a guy I like. I'm a big fan of Emmanuel Mudiay. I think he's going to be a nice guard for years to come in the league. I'm excited to watch him grow in the NBA, of course, from the Nuggets. We also have DeMarcus Cousins, Boogie from the Sacramento Kings, who has an excellent emoji from the NBA All-Star Weekend. Draymond Green from the Warriors, who everybody knows and loves or hates. Anthony Davis from the Pelicans. CJ McCollum from the Trailblazers. Cat from the Timberwolves. Isaiah Thomas, his first ever All-Star appearance, and he cannot stop smiling on the podium today, right? Actually, I think he's on the podium right now, or was like at least 20 minutes ago. And then closing out with Jordan Clarkson from the Los Angeles Lakers. So that's your field for this event, and I'll start picking my winner for this event, since you let off in the USA vs. World MVP pick. My pick for this event, I have a feeling it's going to be Isaiah Thomas. You know, he's on cloud nine. He's going to take it all in. He's just going to, you know, he's going to take this seriously, I think. He's going to take the whole weekend seriously. Guy just doesn't quit. He's, you know, always been an underdog his entire life. And I think he's just really going to sweep All-Star Weekend and anything he can sweep in. So he's my pick for the MVP or the winner of the Taco Bell Skills Competition. And it will ensure that he gets to come back next year.
Yeah, to be honest, he was my pick, too, looking at the field. I guess my second choice is C.J. McCollum, if I'm going to go to somebody else, talk about somebody else. He's obviously having a great season. You know, the bigs
right.
are fun, but I still do think the guards have an advantage just because, you know, you have the longer shot and everything.
Right.
You know, and then just weaving through, you know, the cones and everything that they do, you're a little quicker just being smaller. So, you know, it's
right.
fun that the bigs are doing it. I still do think the guards have an edge. But, yeah, I would go with Thomas, too.
I have a feeling it's going to be hilarious seeing Anthony Davis trying to dribble through those.
I think so, too. I mean, he's an athletic guy, but it's still going to look a little bit off.
Right. I mean, he's tall, he's lanky, he's got a wide wingspan. For him, the, you know, quick, tight dribbles is how you get through that little obstacle right there. And plus, I see some of these guys struggling with the bounce pass, these big guys. You know, they don't have to be precision passers. They, you know, their passing kind of just, you know, I'm not saying they can't bounce pass, but they don't have to be as precise with their passes as they will have to be in this skills competition. So that's something else to keep an eye on there and see what happens.
Right. And that could be important, too, because at the end of the day, all these guys can shoot. And, you know, in terms of weaving through, I mean, it's not going to be that much of a time difference. You know, guys don't even go as hard as they can a lot of the time. If you get stuck on that pass, you can be stuck for a while.
Nice. Now, let's jump into the next event, which is the three-point contest. And I guess we got to preface this because the news came out today that Chris Bosh is not going to be participating in the All-Star game. I did not see if he was going to be participating still in the three-point contest. I don't know if you have any update on that.
I haven't seen anything on that either. I'll see if I can find something. But
So he might still play, but there might be a throw-in here. We'll see. And then obviously it's probably going to be somebody who's already up there for the event for the weekend anyways. But let's run down the participants of the three-point contest, which is, I think, one of the more exciting events. It's the most pure event. It's the one event that never really had any controversy ever going through the history of the event. You know, it's pretty cut and dry, basic. You shoot threes, whoever makes the most wins. There's nothing crazy about that. But let's start it off with the defending champion, League MVP, Stephen Curry, who I'm waiting for him to have a perfect, you know, go around on the three-point arc in one of these years, especially in his prime right now. He's going to be defending his title against James Harden of the Houston Rockets, his teammate Klay Thompson of the Warriors, Chris Middleton of the Bucks, Kyle Lowry of the Raptors, J.J. Redick of the Clippers, and we just mentioned Chris Bosh, and then also Devin Booker of the Suns. Now, I want to mention here, I feel like there's been a couple of snubs here. And the number one snub for me is Omri Caspi, who's been shooting lights out from behind the arc this season. Were there any snubs for you in this event that kind of surprised you?
Yeah, I would say he definitely stands out for me because he's been shooting well. And then, you know, not for nothing, James Harden has not really shot the three well this year. I know he's a very good player and everything, but he's not shooting the three that well to be in a contest like this.
Right, and there's enough firepower with his lineup that you don't need a James Harden. You don't need all these superstars. This is more of an event for the pure shooters, in my opinion. And I don't really think he's a pure shooter. He's more of a scorer. He's not a shooter. Like, Curry's a shooter. Well, he's now one of the most dominant scorers, but Curry is a shooter. Everyone knows he's a shooter, has, you know, excellent percentages. Harden's the only one on this list that kind of, you know, makes me scratch my head. I understand why Kyle Lowry's in there. He's a hometown favorite. But having said that, I'll let you start off with who do you think is going to win this event?
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with Curry. I know it's just the classic pick with this group, but I think you can't overthink it. I mean, the way he shoots the ball, and I know Redick's leading the league in percentage, but just the way this guy shoots the ball, the way he can get hot, I mean, I just don't see how you can pick against him in a contest like this. I did find out, by the way, Bosch is being replaced by McCollum, so my second pick from the Skills Challenge, he'll be back.
So stay with C.J. McCollum on your second pick for all these events. Love it. Love it. Now, I'm going to probably shock everybody here, and the only reason is because I listened to his podcast, and he convinced me to pick him, and that's going to be J.J. Redick. I listened to The Vertical with J.J. Redick the other day. I think he was talking to Jamal Crawford about the three-point contest and said he's taking it more seriously. He's, you know, mimicked the layout of the field. He's had his agent go out and buy the money balls, because if you remember, and he joked about this, I think he made four in a row, but they were all two-pointers. He just, you know, wasn't lined up right. He was over the line, a foot on the line. So that kind of hurt him last year. And this year he said he's taking it more serious. He's going to, you know, be a little more into it. He's been practicing in the gym. He's rented out time because this is really his only event there. His only purpose up in Toronto besides partying and having fun. But I think he's going to take it seriously. I think he has one of the more pure strokes out there. I think Curry's just going to have fun with it. You know, not he's already won it. He's going to take it, you know, he's still going to be Curry, but I think this is the year that J.J. Redick, you know, takes it a little more seriously and it benefits from him.
And I think those things, they are an advantage because, you know, obviously I'm picking Curry because I just don't think you can pick against him. But, you know, you're there as a bigger name like that. You have all the media stuff you have to do and you're going to parties and events. You're doing this and you're doing that. And, you know, it's hard to stay focused on things. This is not even a top five thing in his list, I have to imagine. Whereas for a guy like Redick,
I mean, you know, he'll do a podcast here and there. I mean, he's going to be, you know, have a lot more time to kind of invest into it.
Yeah, I agree with you there. Let's jump to the slam dunk contest, which I'm not opposed to the field. I know it's not sexy. I know there's probably only one guy in here that's sexy. I like that it went back to a traditional style last year. I thought last year's dunk contest was the best in a long time. It wasn't gimmicky. It wasn't filled with props. It was just classic dunks, and I think Zach LaVine did a wonderful job last year, rightfully so, won the award for Slam Dunk Champion. This year we have four guys, as usual, and it's going to be Zach LaVine from the Timberwolves defending his title, Aaron Gordon from the Orlando Magic, Will Barton from the Denver Nuggets, I guess that's just to get your Denver Nugget quota up, and Andre Drummond from the Detroit Pistons. Are you expecting it to get a – yeah, it's a nice field. I get the Drummond. I don't think he's going to wow anybody unless they do, you know, a raised hoop or something like that, which just isn't really fair to regular guys. But what are you kind of looking for this event?
Honestly, hopefully some good dunks. I mean, I do think it kind of made a return last year. It's one of the best contests that, you know, we've had in some time. I mean, sometimes guys try to do too much. I think that's always a problem. And then they give you so many retakes. You do like 12 chances in the same dunk. It takes the whole, you know, the whole kind of energy out of it. I think hopefully, you know, quicker attempts where guys are only attempting, you know, two or three times and kind of landing their dunks.
Right. I agree. I'm looking for just some classic dunks, some originality. One of my favorites was when Andre Iguodala was in it a while back. He did the side of the backboard, alley-ooped himself. You know, just stuff like that, just traditional stuff that they would be doing, you know, in a layup line, just, you know, messing around, trying some things, doing what they can with their athletic ability and what's given with them with the ball in the basket. I think Zach LaVine's probably going to repeat as the winner. His hops are just ridiculous. He's done the contest before. He's familiar with the layout. I don't believe any of these other guys have participated in this contest before, so I think some of them are going to try doing too much and kind of get out of their comfort zone. So my pick would be Zach LaVine, and obviously I just jumped ahead there, but who's your pick going to be for the slam dunk contest?
Yeah, I mean, I think you have to pick him after how good he was last year. I do think that Gordon or Barton can win it. I mean, Gordon's a tremendous athlete. Barton's really underrated. He's one of these guys that's just on nobody's radar, not even GM's radar. I mean, he's such a value on that $3 million contract. But Drummond's the one guy I just think can't win. The bigs, it's just so tough for bigger guys.
Yeah, no, I agree with you there. I don't really know what Drummond would have to do to win. I guess everyone else is almost have to disqualify or, you know, be subpar performances for him to be able to pull it out or, you know, unless he does like a front flip and dunks or something ridiculous that I don't think will ever be able to happen. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. I'm glad it's back to a traditional style of slam dunk contest and, you know, none of those 40 attempts and none of those jumping over cars and, you know, putting on capes and bringing out two hoops and just keep it traditional and you know, basketball heads will appreciate it.
Remember the wheel? They had like
that
wheel
yeah.
and you spin it and you do whatever classic dunk comes up on the wheel. That didn't work too well either.
Nope. Just don't be gimmicky. You know, just stick with what works. And that's the best advice. So let's finish off this podcast by talking about the main event on Sunday. It's one of those where I kind of keep one eye to it. I, you know, don't get too crazy. I love the fourth quarter when everybody's trying hard because I think that's what everybody wants. You also don't want to see them playing hard the whole game because you don't want to, you know, God forbid, an injury because these players are playing for something bigger for the end of the day. So let's run down these All-Star teams, and we'll talk maybe some snubs or anybody else you want in there. So the Western Conference All-Stars, who are the away team, is going to be Kobe Bryant, of course, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, Kawhi Leonard, and Russell Westbrook. Those are your starters. The reserves are going to be Draymond Green, Klay Thompson, Chris Paul, James Harden, DeMarcus Cousins, LaMarcus Aldridge, and Anthony Davis. And over in the Eastern Conference, we are going to have Carmelo Anthony, Paul George, LeBron James, Kyle Lowry, and Dwayne Wade as your starters. And your reserves are going to be... Actually, who's replacing Jimmy Butler? I forgot to write that in there. Did they announce that?
Is it Pau Gasol?
Yes, it is Pau Gasol. You're right. I completely spaced on that because he's going to get to play with Kobe one last time, or against Kobe in this case. So Pau Gasol, John Wall, Andre Drummond, Al Horford, who's going to be replacing Chris Bosh in the game, DeMar DeRozan, Paul Millsap, and the little guy from Boston, Isaiah Thomas. I guess we'll start with any snubs that you see, you know, glaring snubs. Obviously, Kobe Bryant took a spot from a deserving player. My number one person is Damian Lillard. I don't know how the sixth leading scorer in the league on a team that's 500, you know, they might make the playoffs in turn, you know, for a roster that was expected to not even make any games. I mean, people were predicting them to have one of the worst records in NBA history after what happened with them in the offseason. Yet here he is leading a bunch of young kids, sixth in scoring. I thought he deserved a spot on this All-Star team.
Yeah, Lillard was my guy, too. I couldn't believe he didn't make the team. I mean, it's like you said, Portland was supposed to be terrible. They lost 4 out of 5 starters from last year. They basically decided, oh, Aldridge is leaving. Let's switch gears. Let's put a bunch of young guys around Lillard. People thought they'd be awful. And they're 500, and I know they're well-coached, but it's really because of him. I mean, he's just such a dominant player. He makes guys better, clearly. The whole team's playing through his skills. I know they're only 500, but how much better do you expect them to be? And he's the guy who... the whole offense runs through. You have to shut him down. He makes big shots. He's got a good attitude. I mean, sometimes you wonder why guys aren't selected by coaches, and sometimes it's like an attitude issue or something. I don't understand it. I don't understand why he doesn't have better reputation.
Yeah, you know, I'd put him over Houston. I mean, Houston's not playing well. I know Charles Barkley made this point. Why is Anthony Davis in this game? I know he's an all-star level talent. However, his team is terrible. I don't buy into that. You know, all-stars are supposed to be good players or the best players on winning teams. So I feel pretty bad for Damian Lillard. And then on the other side, I don't really have any snubs in the Eastern Conference. I guess more subs in terms of starters versus reserves. I don't think Dwayne Wade should have been a starter. I thought Jimmy Butler or John Wall should have got that second guard spot for the starters over there. Obviously, Kyrie Irving's probably a snub, although he was injured for a few months. I get that. So I'm not really too upset with the Eastern Conference All-Star list. I don't know if you have any issues with the list.
Yeah, none. I mean, I do think Kyrie, if he was healthy, he would have deserved it, but he just didn't play enough games. And I mean, I really don't think there's any snubs in the East. I mean, I know Wade, you know, there's better guards than him on the bench, but, you know, he's such a big name when you have fan voting. I mean, you have Kobe starting, right? So if he could start, I guess Dwayne Wade could start. I know it's a little different, but
yeah. So let's run through this game and kind of what we're expecting. Obviously, I expect the Final Four to be the reserves. I mean, the starters on both ends. Kobe's obviously going to play as many minutes as he can, take it all in, kind of like Michael's last All-Star game, or that, you know, when Magic Johnson returned after his HIV situation. It's definitely going to be one of those monumental type moments for Kobe Bryant, and it's going to be one of those All-Star weekends that just kind of it's going to be all about Kobe. I feel Kobe and the Toronto Raptors, highlighting that city and team that's been relevant for the past couple seasons now, and so you got those two storylines there. What are you looking for in this game? What are you anticipating?
Yeah, well, obviously a lot of dunks. I mean, that's the first thing, right? You know, there's going to be a lot of up and down, but I do think at the end it's going to slow down. You're going to see a lot of, obviously, Curry for the West just because he's Steph Curry, and I do think Kobe's going to take a ton of shots late in the game. You're going to see a ton of late-game jumpers from Kobe just because, you know, they're going to say, let's give him the ball. I mean, almost like the opposite of the freeze-out when they said Michael Jordan was frozen out by Isaiah. And I think this will be, you know, everyone's just giving the ball to Kobe. And I think you'll see a lot of Kobe Bryant in this game.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully he's playing well. Hopefully he's resting up for this game. You don't want to see one of those terrible performances, which he's had. You know, he's, you know, is he 40, 39? He's up there. 20th season, 19th season, so, you know, you can't expect vintage Kobe, but, you know, you hope he gives a respectable performance, especially since it's against the league's best. And, yeah, I'm looking for the alley-oops, and I'm looking for that one player who has a ridiculous stat line. And obviously you look at a guy in the Western Conference as Draymond Green, I could see something with like a, you know, a 15, 10, 10, 6, 6, something ridiculous. And on the flip side, I'm looking to see who's going to wow everybody with the assists. I think LeBron's going to have a big game. He always tends to have a big game when he plays against his peers. And maybe, you know, I wish Chris Bosh was playing because it would be fun for, you know, the Miami trio to go back out there again and play around with that roster. So who are you expecting to win this game? What's your money on for this? Because I think the West is superior in terms of talent right now, looking at these two lineups.
Yeah, I do think the West, they're more talented. And then the whole Kobe factor late, I do think the West is going to win. I just see it happening that way. But I do think one guy that could shine in this game is Drummond. I mean, alley-oop big man, I mean, this kind of game is made for him.
Especially since if you look at the starters on the Western Conference, their forwards are, you know, Durant and Leonard. They don't have a center star in the game. Neither team have a center starting the game. I guess your centers are going to be Carmelo Anthony and Kevin Durant to start the game. But when you get to the bench and those big guys, you're going to have Cousins and Aldridge and Davis versus Drummond, Horford. That's really it.
And Davis is another guy that could do really well in this game too.
Yeah, I mean, it's really going to come down to health and you know, who has the chemistry with each other. You know, the coaches are going to have some fun with it, obviously. You know, you're going to see some DeRozan and Lowry out there together. It almost reminds me of when the Detroit Pistons had those four All-Stars. They were all in there at the same time. I can't remember, correct me if I'm wrong, did Atlanta end up putting all four all together at the same time as well?
You know,
was it last year?
I actually don't remember. I know they had them all. They must have. But
they must have. I mean, the first three quarters are all about having fun and mixing up your lineups and, you know, letting guys have some fun. And then when it gets to the fourth quarter is when it gets nitty-gritty. But I feel like the West will pull away again. They're just far superior, and they're more competitive. I mean, if you look at the Eastern Conference, I think you got some guys who are going to be excited to be there. But on the West, you got guys who just have killer instincts like Kawhi, Westbrook, Durant. Those guys don't understand fun. They just understand, you know, murder everybody who's on a basketball court.
Yeah. It's definitely more business personalities in the West. I mean, a lot of guys like LeBron, basically the leader of the team, you know, he's going to be out there having fun doing his thing.
Right. All right, I think that'll do it for us. You have any last tidbits you want to throw in there?
No, I think it's great, just that I can't wait to the trade deadline. It should be a good one.
Oh, it's going to be a fun trade deadline. Although I'm afraid we might get, you know, snubbed with another lame trade deadline. We anticipate all the stuff and not much happens. But hey, that'll do it for us here.
My team doesn't even have a general manager, so.
why don't you just fill in and do some advice?
Maybe I should.
But that will do it for us here at the Pull Up Podcast. We got a special episode coming Monday with one of my good friends, Ben, who was a co-host of the Bozos of Basketball. We're going to break down everything that happened over All-Star Weekend. Everybody take care and enjoy the festivities. And thanks to Justin for filling in for Oliver today.
You're welcome. No problem.
All right. Take care, everybody.